Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's talk to our friend Tyrus.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus is the author of Just Tyrus, a memoir. You need to go check that out if you haven't already, but I know many of you have. He's also a Fox News contributor and a cast member on Gutfeld. He joins us on Thursdays. Tyrus, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Doing okay. I keep hearing President Biden, like nobody is talking about MAGA more than Joe Biden is these days. And it just seems to me like I would not really label myself as a MAGA person. I think the policies were great, but the more Joe Biden does that and reminds me of what it was like when the MAGA guy, the great MAGA king, it says right here, was in office, I think, well, what the hell, I might as well be MAGA.
You know, we're seeing this playbook come out. They're going to try to make the election about scare tactics, and obviously the leaked discussion by the Supreme Court to cover up all their gross negligence to the American people. So they're going to try the MAGA king. They're going to try to give them all kinds of names and stuff and try to fear their base into showing up to vote. But unfortunately, I don't think anyone's fooled by this. I think this is a pathetic attempt of trying to change the narrative instead of actually rolling up your sleeves and fixing some of the wrongs you've done to this country. But when you only hire people based on the box they fill and not their merit or deeds, this is the type of complete dysfunction that you're going to have in any business, not just the White House, any business. I mean, we can't even get baby food out to American citizens right now. So, yeah, blame it on MAGA King all you want to. Blame it on Putin. Sounds good when you say the speech, but at the end of the speech, Americans, we're still dealing with the same problem. You don't have any solutions. You just point fingers, and who needs to? I can do that. You can do that. That's not leadership. So, obviously, you cannot do the job.
We're speaking with Tyrus right now, and I was going to play this for you coming into the segment, but I'm like hesitant because I can't stand The View. Regardless, Sunny Hostin said,
I love The View.
You're up for it? Okay. Well, just checking your blood pressure.
But I do say that I have many conservative values that I will talk to you about. And so if you look at your network you're standing behind, yes. And when you look at your network that you're standing behind, you're saying that you look at Chris Cuomo.
I feel like that's an oxymoron, a black Republican.
You feel like it's an oxymoron?
I do.
Why? Your friend right here is a Republican.
We had this conversation.
You say you feel like it's an oxymoron that you're Catholic, but you also are pro-life.
I don't understand either.
No, you don't understand yourself then.
I don't understand either of this.
But it's not a personal conversation.
Yeah.
We're having a personal conversation about CNN
and
how
black
things can get leaked.
And I don't understand Latino Republicans. Well,
so there you have it. Sunny Hostin, she's very confused by the idea that a black person could also be a Republican. Same thing for Latinos. So I guess all white people are Republicans, because I don't think that plays either. You're a conservative guy from time to time here on this show, Tyrus. You are not a white man. How do you reconcile those things?
Stupid is as stupid does. Sonny continues to mirror what every stereotype of an ignorant, racist person does when they're losing the argument. It's just basic. You look at the person who's arguing. Instead of arguing merits, you talk about them physically, you talk about their religion, and you talk about the color of their skin to get them off the actual argument, because you don't have the ability to have an adult conversation with them. And she checked all those boxes. Now, I don't know her personally and probably won't, because I'm a black Republican and proud of it. And there's a lot of us out there, millions of us out there. And although we might not use the term black Republican, but I think if you ask us about every other brother on the street, would you prefer the government in your pockets, on your back, and higher taxes? Or would you prefer them leaving you alone and allow you to do the best that you can do? And they would say a million times, oh, I'm going to go that way. Stay out of my business. So, again, this is what happens when you give the microphone to people who aren't prepared. And for her to say, oh, doesn't make it an oxymoron to me as a black Republican. An oxymoron is you sitting on stage talking about fighting for equality and you're telling a black person that they can't be whatever they want. Mm. That's an oxymoron.
Yeah, I think Sunny Hostin is just a regular moron.
Yeah, she's the high priestess of blackness. So you could also say that a black woman with excessive amounts of extensions in her hair that tend to favor long, curly white hair is also an oxymoron. So, I mean, you could point the fingers around, but I have no interest in doing that. If you want to have an argument of ideas, then let's have that, you know, and let's see where we're at the end of it. But you can't start an argument off by insulting somebody because you disagree with them and you want to hurt their feelings. And I think, honestly, the woman that she attacked did a great job of defending herself, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but that's where we're at right now. And you can't have debate. It's the same. That's why they're boohooing over Twitter. That's why they're boohooing over any time anyone has anything to say they don't like. And that's not how free speech works. It's not about free speech as long as I like it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Speaking with Tyrus right now, host of the Tyrus and Temp podcast, also author of Just Tyrus, a memoir. Go check that out. You know, I'm going to ask you this. You identified yourself as a Republican who happens to be black, or a black person who happens to be a Republican. But what is it for you? If that's not too personal a question, because you're talking about your political ideology being about ideas. You don't look in the mirror in the morning and go, well, a black guy, I guess that means I'm a Democrat. What is it about the Republican Party that puts you in their corner?
When I started out life, I was broke. So some of the Democratic values made sense to me. So I started out as a Democrat, right? As I made money and every week I got a paycheck. And then when I would look at my paycheck, I would see how much taxes were coming out. That was pissing me off. And I thought, wow, why would I pay for all these programs that don't even affect me and I don't even see them doing any good and I don't see anybody getting better? So you know what? I think I prefer a smaller government. That really sounds good to me. Oh, let me do some research. The Republican Party, they support my mindset. So you know what? I'm gonna start voting that way because I have more in common with the individuals that are running for Senate and House on the Republican side. So I'm becoming Republican. I guess I didn't pick up the phone when I would have got a call from Sonny's people saying, why, we appreciate your effort of learning and educating yourself. Just so you know, you're black and you can't possibly be a Republican. So please reset and think again. So who's the racist in that situation? Who's putting stereotypes? She is. And I refuse to believe that's really how she thinks. I refuse to believe that. You know, it's just that she's constantly making these arguments and statements. And I don't know if she's just in a bad place personally or what her deal is, but she's better than that. And I refuse to believe that she really thinks that a black or Hispanic person doesn't have the right to vote based on what they feel financially benefits them and their family. Mm. It's ridiculous. It's not a religion. It's not a lifetime. You can be a Republican and independent. I voted for Barack Obama. I voted for Donald Trump because I felt those were the best choices for me. So, and if that somehow affects the color of my skin, well, you have the full right to kiss my entire backside, to be polite, because we're on the radio.
Fair enough. Tyrus with us right now. I love it. You know, I think that you're touching on something that's very important here, which is that you don't believe that she's that ignorant on the issue. You know, the president himself said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, as if the oldest white guy in politics in that office has the right to determine who gets to be black and who doesn't. And he's representing the Democratic Party. It's very bizarre. But these people either have to be incredibly ignorant or potentially very desperate, that this is where the division has to take place so that they can appropriate one of those groups to their side so that they can retain power. Do you believe that there is ignorance among the people who are spreading this, or do you think they know exactly what they're doing?
While we're having this conversation, I had an epiphany. Why is it that my people are the only people who can have their race taken away from them on this agreement. Have you ever in your life said, well, I'm going to vote this way? They're like, well, ma'am, you're not white anymore. Congratulations.
No, I'm always actually accused of being more white.
Yeah. And if we can freely just lose our blackness, I would like the next time there is a real race war that breaks out and the Klan is at my door, I'd like to say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a Republican, guys. My blackness was actually taken 4 months ago. Thanks for stopping
Don't
by.
Don't qualify.
Sorry. Ha ha. We wear elephant badges in this house. Like, I mean, it's just mind-boggling to me. And that just goes, that's just as bad. It's just as worse as I made a Klan joke. It's just as bad as someone calling me the N-word, as someone telling me that my ethnicity, my ancestry, my culture is all depending on whether they agree with what I think or not. And that, to me, is just as racist, if not worse, because they're not just attacking you on face value. Somebody doesn't know you. They're ignorant. They had a bad experience. They don't like you because of the color of your skin. This type of an attack is far more personal because they're basically saying that you don't count unless you play our game. And for the president to say that, it was so inappropriate, so pathetic. And who in the blue hell are you to determine who's black and who's not? You know, it's just it. But that's something in this country that the liberals have tried to be cute and clever with because they think blackness is somehow interchangeable because of your mental makeup, and it's not. And it's bad that they go that way. And again, shame on Sonny, especially when it comes from one of our own. That'd be like someone attacking her because she's light-skinned or whatever, and it's just – and if they did it to her, they'd want to be canceled from TV, and they shouldn't be allowed. Like, you know, Roseanne Barr made some dumb comment one time, and she lost her entire TV series. Well, here's Sonny doing literally the same exact thing to a black woman, and she'll be on next – she'll be on tomorrow without even an apology, you know, and that to me – is what's wrong with this. Equality does not work one way. It's a two-way street. And I have seen in my lifetime the shift of where you people are being attacked for being white as if they could change it. And then when they do, Dolier or Doleback, remember she changed it, and we said, no, you can't do that. So Rachel Dolezal, was it?
Dolezal? It wasn't even a real name.
She tried to join, and the white people let her know, no, you didn't. You cannot. So make up your damn minds. You know, either is it interchangeable? Can we switch to anything? You know, because I like to be Italian for a month or two. Maybe I'll just try that out. I didn't know you could. It was like interchangeable avatars on a video game.
But yeah, there's a lot of rules, and they change. They do change on a regular basis
as the game pertains to them. So the racism in this country is no longer some guy named Jeb Mordecai calling you the N-word with a burning cross. It is somebody who sits on national TV and says, if you don't think like me, you ain't black enough. That's who racism is, and they can do it freely on TV and have people applaud for them. So maybe they need to start looking in the mirror and stop hiring people that check boxes and get some merit and integrity back on TV and in the White House. We're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, amen. I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about the success of Just Tyrus, your book that's out, a continued success that we've seen so far. Are you still surprised by the success of it? Because you've done very, very well.
New York Times bestseller. What?
Awesome.
And given the horror of the Celtics game that I watched go down last night, I'm... spirits are particularly still positive. But, I never anticipated this. You know, I had a small publisher, Post Hill, and they're working their best, and we're sold out. I think we got reprints coming in this week. But, no, I never would have thought. And when you listen to mainstream media, people with my mindsets are the enemy. And, you know, we're not going to be very popular on social media, but I am popular with Americans who work for a living and take care of their families and it's not just black, it's just not my black people, it's white people, Asian. I mean, I'm across the board. I'll have somebody who's 16 years old who's like, hey, I love the book. And then I'll have an 85-year-old grandmother going, if I was your grandmama, I would have did this. You know, so, you know what I'm saying?
That's great.
So, you know, it's really a humbling thing. And the biggest risk I took was writing one. And now, I look at it like maybe the greatest accomplishment of my life was that I was able to write a book. And now I'm looking forward to writing another one, basically based off the experience of this. and you know, all the, like, my book, the most rewarding thing about my book, honestly, is that on Amazon and stuff, I have almost 2,000 book reviews from fans, and it just gives me goosebumps when I read through them, and I'm trying to read through every one of them. And you know, when you have 2,000 reviews and only two are like, I'll have you know that in Lynn, Massachusetts, the buildings only go this high. It's like, you know, like the other guy's like, your book wasn't long enough, and you talk about wrestling, and I don't like wrestling. One star, you know, like, okay,
can't please everybody.
But yeah, and I don't want to, but I'll stick with the rest of the group. But it's really, I was shocked at how many people related to the story and to my story, and how many people were starting talking about their own story. And I think that's cool. Whenever you do something where it gets people to open up, it's a special thing. And I never thought anything that I had to say would do that. So I'm still kind of numb, still kind of like, wow. And I definitely am not taking it for granted. And I only say New York Times bestseller to my wrestling buddies just to kind of rub. But other than that, you know, and I punched down a little bit. I did pick on HarperCollins just to scotch for telling me my book had no direction. But, you know, I'm not punching down. I'm not punching down. But,
yeah, you know, your book is about a human experience, and it just goes to show your human experience is a very unique one, of course. But people can relate to it, which is why they're buying it. Marley on our Facebook page is watching on our live right now and said, I read his book, and all capitals, love him. Brad has read through your book. I have it. I haven't gotten to reading it yet, but I get to talk to you every week, so I can't wait to put into context some of these discussions that we have, and encourage everyone to go out and purchase and support Tyrus by buying Just Tyrus, a memoir, and get to know Tyrus a little bit better. We love you, Tyrus. We are really, honestly, truly grateful that you come on here all the time.
Every week that you guys bring me on, and you guys brought me on when I was just kind of getting my feet wet in Fox News, being a contributor and stuff. So that type of loyalty is, you just can't put a price on it. So it doesn't matter how much the star shines, you don't forget your roots, and you guys have been one of my roots. So I every week I get that little email going, hey, can you do it this week? It's always yes. So thank you guys for giving me the opportunity and helping me really push my voice out there. So I really appreciate that.
All right. We're going to do it again next week, Tyrus. Thanks for being here today.
I'm glad you're not talking about sports today, because I'm just not in the mood.
Big Blues game tonight, but I didn't even look up what the Bruins were doing, so I won't go there. It sounds like the Celtics weren't great.
5-2. We got murdered.
We'll talk again next week, Tyrus. Thanks for being here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.